still here. She is still here. He is still here. This is our time to rise. 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 I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud. I'm out of the gate and I'm feeling it out. I'm out of the gate and I'm making a sound. I'm out of the gate and I know what it's about. I'm out of the gate and I'm doing it loud.
I'm Julian Taylor. You're listening to The Jukebox. I am your host, and that's something from way back in the day. Well, not too far back, but 1985. And I remember Black Cars by Gino Vannelli, which is what you just heard here on the show, coming out, and it was all over the radio at the time. In fact, he and his brother Joe produced it with their other brother Joe and won the 1986 Juno Award for Recording Engineer of the Year for the title track. Very awesome stuff. Well, I have got some music coming up from Eagle and Hawk, Sundancer, and got to hang out with them at the Juno Awards in Edmonton. They were amazing to hang out with. Really great. I played hockey with them as well, some of them, and sang with the others. And what a beautiful bunch of people. They lost their founding member, Vince, not too long ago, a year and a bit. And really sad story, but they've continued on in his memory and are creating great music. Before Black Cars by Gino Vannelli, we heard JB the First Lady with OOTG. JB is a hip-hop artist, MC, cultural dancer, and educator from British Columbia. And one of my favorite hip-hop MCs out there at the moment, for sure. We've got more music coming for you. Here is Eagle and Hawk with Sundancer. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you. caught up in the Willie Nelson. Could have been the one. When I left your house this morning, was a little loud tonight. It was in Bob Cajun. I saw the constellations reveal themselves one star.
If you're from the Northern Hemisphere, it is hard to miss that song every summer. Bob Cajun by The Tragically Hip from their release, Phantom Power. I remember going to Ed's Record World, which was on Yonge Street, a really popular independent record store at the time, and buying it. That was 1998, and I was just out of high school. Formerly Tribe Called Red, they are now The Hallucination. We've got a song called R.E.D., which spells red. I didn't need to tell you that, though, right? I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host of The Jukebox. We've got Summer Day coming up from Sheryl Crow. She is now one of the members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is very cool. And Ataga by Rit, I was nominated with her alongside some other incredible Indigenous artists in 2021 for the Juno Awards for Best Contemporary Indigenous Artist or Group of the Year, and I'm a big fan. Claire Mike Murphy is an Inuk singer and television personality, and this song is absolutely lovely. I hope you enjoy it. This is The Jukebox.
Please. Bismillah. Hey. Showing living by the G code. Fleek though, don't ask them, what do he know? What I forgot is better than whatever they remember. Never mind, I'm off it, it's quiet form. Time to put the temper tantrums to the quiet corner. Hush, that's enough, said the ruler. No suckers allowed to break bread or asunder. The daylight, lightning and the thunder. Sun, moon, the stars and the hunger. Abundance in bundles, blessings in troubles. Towers and tunnels, views and valleys, waves and peaks. Streets you from sun, planet Earth. And ain't scared of no Mars attack. What type of bars is that? Stay off my chat. How about they call they riot garments? Top five, dial on and on them. Super fly, slick at top, bro. Eagles diving on them. You why you lying, homie? You won't play with my emotions, smoking. Big chief heart rate, big beat, B-E-Y-I-C, straight jacket, come clean. Big said it was a dream, now it's a living thing. With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
On planet Earth, the currency is murder. You a man of worth. They say the day is coming, drumming that you can't reverse. Watch the banner burn before the cannon burst. Don't taste an illusion, the nation hallucin. Hallelujah, taste of the future. The people that shower, the piss of the coward that's facing the future. Lonely martyrs, magic carpets, dirty blankets, Coca-Cola, soul controller, holy waters. Middle East mode, sand glorious. Cheat code in Babylonian, the Orient. My superhero got the people power. Yassin and Yassin, you should heed the hour.
With you and living kings, I mean it, I mean.
Big up to jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. When two or more people sing together, they can create harmony by producing different notes at the same time. Astonishingly, many songbirds can create harmony without another bird to back them up, all on their own. That's thanks to the amazing vocal organ found in most birds, the syrinx. Unlike human vocal cords, with just one passageway for air to travel through and create sound, a bird's syrinx has two passageways. It's located where the airways of the lungs meet. Different sets of muscles and nerves control the two sides of the syrinx. That lets some songbirds, like this veery, sing two separate melodies at the same time. At one point in the song, one melody rises while the other descends. It's as if the bird has two voices. While most people can only dream of sounding like a veery, throat singing practiced by the Tuvan people of Central Asia comes close. Throat singers produce just one melodic line, but with multiple harmonic tones at once. To sing two different melodies at the same time, humans just have to work together. For Bird Note, I'm Ariana Rimmel. La, 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 la.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on